This summer has seen record high temperatures around the world, but the damaging effects from the heat do not stop at the water's edge. In Europe, heat waves on land have led to heat waves in the water. My colleague Ali Rogan has more on this phenomenon, which has existed for decades, but is only now gaining widespread attention.
Marine heat waves occur when ocean temperatures are higher than usual for at least 5 days. The Mediterranean Sea has been experiencing one since May, with temperatures 5 to 9 degrees Fahrenheit higher than normal. That might not sound like a lot, but it's deadly for the delicate ecosystems that populate the sea. And experts predict there will be more damage before the summer is over. For more on these marine heat waves, I'm joined by Michael Jaycox. He's a research oceanographer with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. What's causing these marine heat waves?
Well, marine heat waves can be driven by a number of different things. Changes in the atmosphere, different weather systems. You can get a high pressure system in the atmosphere that reduces winds and mixing in the ocean, for example. So they do occur naturally. And can happen for a number of different reasons.
But part of this is because the oceans themselves are getting warmer, right? So the conditions that have existed for a long time in terms of those weather systems are getting exacerbated by the fact that the oceans are simply getting hotter. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So you've got, even if these things happen naturally, you now have them occurring on the backdrop of a warmer ocean. So if the ocean warms by 1 degree, then, you know, a 3 degree heat wave is now 4 degrees. And you've got this compounding effect that really amplifies the impacts of the heat waves.
Right. And so it becomes more palpable with every season. So to that point, when did the scientific community kind of become aware that this was a phenomenon that needed its own level of study and also needed its own name, needed its own terminology?
Yeah, the marine heat wave terminology really came around about a decade ago now. The sort of warm ocean temperatures have been studied in different forms for many decades, but some prominent events in the past decade, I think largely driven by the heat waves on top of the long-term warming, have motivated a whole lot more study on these events.
Absolutely, and these heat waves last a lot longer than heat waves on land, right?
Yeah, that's right. Things in the ocean just evolve slower than they do in the atmosphere. So you can have events that last for anywhere from weeks to even years in some cases in the ocean.
Wow. And what kind of damage have you been seeing that these heat waves do to the marine life that requires these, you know, very specific kind of temperatures to have a prosperous ecosystem?
Yeah, so there's a wide range of impacts that have been observed. You can think of things like mortality and bleaching of corals, changes in the availability of food for different species, which impacts their mortality, their survival, and their reproduction. These heat waves have been associated with blooms of toxic algae, which can poison animals and make seafood unfit for human consumption. And also they've caused just distribution shifts where marine species there's these heat waves that come along, they look for favorable conditions elsewhere, and they can be found thousands of kilometers away from where you normally expect them.
And do you expect dynamics like that to continue? I mean, we're seeing temperatures rising all over the world with no sign of regression. Is that going to be the case with marine heat waves?
Yeah, certainly. You know, there's these long-term trends, and on top of this, we're going to have the natural variability. So we should certainly expect to see more of these impacts in the future.
Very sobering stuff. Michael Jaycox with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Allie.